We're up to Siman Reish Dalid, Sif, Yad Aleph. The Ramah says, V'chomer kachas she'ein b'riim regilim bo, anything which a healthy person doesn't usually take, el refua, v'varchan alef she'akov. It's only used for refua purposes, so if a healthy person is eating it, so they make a she'akol on it, because even though they're getting hana from it, since that's not the ikar hana, the taste, rather, it's generally used for refua, so then you only make a shahakol on it. The poskim discuss what happens if somebody gets their nutrients through a tube. They have a feeding tube. What do you do in that situation? Because Yaakov says that that's not called derech achila, so you want to make a bracha on it. And Mechaz Yitzchak says the best thing is to hear someone else make a bracha and be yotze with them. It's probably not so practical. So if you base kol shu ikar v'yimo tfeila, mevarech al ikar poter sa tfeila. As we'll see later on, it's in Rashi Yitzchak, the majority of the halachas, that when you have something which is the main ingredient and something which is the secondary ingredient, you make a bracha on the main thing and not on the secondary. So if you add an ingredient into a mixture of some sort, just in order to make everything stick together, or to give it a certain smell, or to give it a color, so then it is considered tafel. But if it's placed in the mixture in order to give it taste, even if it's a minority, if it's for taste purposes, then it becomes the ikar. So if you have honey and you put some type of wheat or flour in it just in order to make the honey stick together, so then that's tafel. The honey is the ikar, and you make a shahakol on the honey. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham and other Achronim who say that this is only by Chamesh Ezmini Dagan that we would say that if it's placed in it in order to give it taste, so then even though it's a minority ingredient, it becomes ikar and you make mazonos on it. But everything else, we follow the majority. Even if the minority is put in for taste purposes, we don't make a bracha on the minority. So only when the mazonos is minority and it's placed in for taste do you make a mazonos. But if it's any other ingredient, if it's a minority, even if it's meant for taste, you only make a bracha on the majority. The Rama as near the Hadi Meir of Kidei Laseis Tam Tarovas Shu Ikar. The only time that we say that if something is meant for taste, that you make a bracha on it, even if it's a minority, is when there's mamashas to it. But spices, even if they're there for taste purposes, so this obviously only applies anyway, according to the opinion of the Mechaber. But according to the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brought, that says that we only make a bracha on the tafel if it's meant for taste when it's a mazonos, because it becomes the ikar, so then this whole issue of the Ramah doesn't apply anyway. So if you had gimel kol davar shemesubak b'rechaso, yivarech shahakol. If you're not sure what the bracha on something is, then you make a shahakol on it. The Mishnah Berurah says, because we know that b'di'eved, shahakol covers everything. And if you're mesubak, that counts as a case of b'di'eved. Obviously, it's better to find out what the bracha is, if possible. But if you can't figure out what the bracha is, so then you make a shahakol. And the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that better than make a shahakol, better to be pater betocha seuda, so better to eat it in a seuda instead of covering it with a shahakol. And the Shaar HaTzion says that if you're mesupik, whether something is a pre-eitz or a dama, so then you make a dama, as we know. So the only time that you make a shahakol is if you really don't know what bracha it is.